was the boss of the first group, but as you know, the boss doesn't do everything by himself always. So thank you to all the group members. We had a very fruitful discussion here. So regarding the first point, we concluded that for the strategic goals, we are missing some evidence.
Speak close to the microphone.
Yes,
so interpreters hear you. For you, and you can get closer to the microphone. Huh?
I think you need to go to the microphone.
Yes.
Okay.
You sit there and then look at this.
Oh, okay, I can see, sit
yes,
here.
Please.
It's fine. It's fine.
However, people cannot read.
So we have to increase regarding the strategic goals. We have to some increasing the evidence of emerging issues. We also need to find some linkages with the SDGs of these objectives, and but also I think also the Water Frame Directive that is in the European area regarding the capacity building. Goal one, to the goal one, we should see the possibility to add some capacity building issues. And also urbanization seems that is missing. We have also listed some basic assumptions that are capacity building, stakeholder engagement and cooperation, political will, awareness, and enough resources to do this strategic goals. When we come to the second point, that is regarding the implementation, it was a discussion how to measure the progress. So we need to have clear indicators of measuring each one of the objectives. Also, we need to see clearly what is the link between them, to which one of the objectives does respond the points that has been listed for the implementation. We need to have action and goals, broad actions and more concrete. And regarding to the 4 points, in the second point, we have discussed that we should add national process and how this contributes to the goals, that it also the point linked to the indicators. And regarding the point three, we have proposed to add here the capacity building. When we come to the definition of the vision, we have highlighted that more specific to the protocol, emerging issues, more countries need to be supported, and so the vision itself should include also some the issue of extending the number of countries that are part of the protocol. We propose to change some part, for example, with a clear and healthy environment. We propose to replace the word clean, because clean is a little bit difficult to and not so familiar, with a sustainable or resilient environment, and also to replace the phrase of is a driving force with drives. These are the proposals that are coming from the group one.